We have a teaching shortage in Massachusetts. It is tough to get teachers.
For many districts, it's been a challenge trying to hire enough staff this summer, from bus drivers to teachers. In Worcester, there are still dozens of open jobs listed on the district's website.
And it's tough to keep them.
Superintendents across Massachusetts have said it's tough to retain some teachers following a tough couple years in and out of the classroom during the pandemic.
Sound from Fox 25 there from earlier this week. And if problems hiring and keeping teachers weren't enough, we have another problem in Massachusetts. In 2021, 91% of Massachusetts teachers were white. And in the same year, 42% of students in Massachusetts were young people of color, both data coming from the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Well, Salem State University wants to close that gap. Nicole Harris is the Associate Dean of the School of Education there. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this is a complex problem, yet I'm going to ask you for a 30-second answer to why we are having this problem right now.
Well, this is a really good question, and I think the issue around the reflection of teachers and the students who are in the school districts actually dates back to a historical fact, which is that in 1954, after the Brown v. Board of Education ruling, 38,000 black teachers lost their jobs across the country.
Why?
Because at the time, when we started having conversations about integrating schools, as you may know from history, white parents really were not very happy about the fact that black children, for example, were going into integrate schools. Can you imagine their reaction if they had to have black teachers in those schools? And since teachers of color were not considered to be appropriate to be able to teach white students, those folks lost their positions. And here we are a generation or two later, and we're still having this conversation. Nationwide, there's only about 10% teachers of color in the country, and that number has continued to hover around there, as you just mentioned.
And what does the research tell us about the impact of that on students of color?
Well, the fact is that research shows that students of color in the classroom do better when they are working with teachers who are from their own backgrounds.
Who have the same lived experience or similar.
Absolutely. It also shows that those same teachers are bring a culturally supportive teaching approach in the classroom, and they are more sensitive to those students and often have higher expectations of those students' outcomes. And so what we have here is, with a shortage, we don't have enough teachers who are able to offer students that are in the K-12 system that experience. And we also don't have enough folks who are able to reflect what it looks like to be a teacher to these students. And so for them, the possibility that being a teacher doesn't really even enter their minds. So they're, you know, this gets back to representation mattering.
So let's talk about what you're doing about it. And to do that, Nicole Harris, who is the Associate Dean of School of Education at Salem State, I'm going to add another voice. So sit tight for a second. Also here with us, Lorenzo Garcia, who is the Assistant Superintendent of Revere Public Schools. Lorenzo, thank you also to you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us how you are working with Salem State in solving this problem.
So I would go back a little bit and say that Revere Public Schools has made a concerted effort to ensure that we increase teachers of color in our classroom. The so-called BIPOC, teachers, which stands
B-I-P-O-C.
which stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color teachers. As Nicole just pointed out, there is an increasing body of knowledge, of research that indicates that teachers of color has a huge impact in the classroom, particularly in a district where you have up to 70% of our kids are basically kids of color. So just to give you an idea, a study that was done about 4 years ago in 2018 indicates that when a student of color has at least students of color, at least with one teacher of color in a trajectory of 4 year high school, there is compelling, data that shows that they did well in college. The college enrollment
in a traditional 4 year high school, then they do well in college.
Correct. So there is also other evidence that shows that number will actually double if they had at least two teachers of color throughout the trajectory of the high school.
So just two?
Two teachers of color. Throughout that trajectory, actually that number doubled to 32% in terms of enrollment. There is also compelling evidence about attendance. We've been talking a lot about kids not coming to school. Kids need somebody that really believes in them, and also kids you know, students, you know, need teachers that hold high expectations for them. And the reason there is a strong correlation between teachers of color and kids, students of color, is because the teachers of color have already gone through the same system that really, did not value the experience they bring into the school environment. They know how the system works. The system is very rigid. It's very, it's not really a system that, you know, welcomes, historically, we have got better, but that really welcome people of color or teachers of color. So it's necessary for us to have a role model in the classroom that really kids can look up to, that they can model that behavior and the cultural relevance pedagogy. Also, along with the experience they bring into the classroom, really will motivate kids to stay in school and not drop out of school.
So this is Lorenzo Garcia, who's assistant superintendent of the Revere Public Schools, alongside Nicole Harris, who's the associate dean of the School of Education at Salem State. We are talking about the shortage of teachers of color in Massachusetts and a project at Salem State to work on that. So Nicole Harris, let me turn back to you. Lorenzo Garcia has just laid out, just in sort of thumpingly unobjectionable terms, right, what the need is. How are you starting to work on it?
Well, I appreciate that question. Very recently, the Cummings Foundation gifted Salem State University a $10 million gift to allow us to rename our school, the McCune School of Education. And part of what we are focused on with these funds is to create an Office of Community Initiatives, which is designed specifically to partner with our districts to meet their needs. Dr. Garcia talked a little bit about the fact that this is about recruitment, this is about retention, and it's about sustaining an already sort of battered field. And so we are creating a number of initiatives to address these issues. One of them is our Educator Scholars of Color program, which we piloted in 2021.
Yeah, this is the one I would really like you to dive into a little.
So the nature of the Educator Scholars of Color program is intended to help close the opportunity gap for students of color who would like to pursue the teacher education, career. And so there's four prongs. One is really about creating community for the students. One is really about...
This is high school students, elementary school students?
It's a great question. These are college students who are currently at Salem State who are coming into Salem State and say, hey, I want to be a teacher. And we know that because students may not have had a role model, many of them may be first-generation college students. Many of them are interested in coming to work through this. There are a lot of barriers and challenges to getting through a teacher preparation program. It's very, very rigorous. Students are required, for example, to be doing field work and being in a school, often uncompensated.
This is while they are in their university studies. They are also unpaid workers in schools.
So they are at the beginning, they may be doing more observational work. After time, they need to be engaging with the host teacher and starting to practice. And so Salem State worked to kind of close the gap on some of this by creating a fellowship program whereby during the student teaching phase, students could be employed by a district or receive tuition benefits. And many
schools, can afford to do it, basically.
By the time they get to the fifth year, that can be and make that possible, exactly. Yeah. But in those early years, students may have to choose between whether they hold a job, which they might need to help their family or to be able to pay for their tuition or things that they need, and being in a school. There's other pieces, for example, the teacher preparation exam. We give them all those supports. And so part of this is how do we deepen our partnerships with school districts, such as Revere Public Schools, and thinking about how do we help build a pipeline deeper into the high school and then help facilitate a transition for those high school students from the kinds of programs that Dr. Garcia is creating and to Salem State as college students.
So I feel like you're starting to really paint this pipeline for us. So turning back to you, Lorenzo Garcia, assistant superintendent at the Revere Public Schools, how is this pipeline reaching into the Revere schools?
So this pipeline is reaching to Revere Public Schools in the following way. The Department of Education is well aware that the current status quo cannot be kept. So what they've been doing technically is basically creating grant programs. Actually, the grant, it's a partnership between the Department of Education and the Revere Public Schools and many other districts. And actually, Governor Baker is basically behind the grant. It's basically putting money out there, asking public schools to apply for grants on diversification of teacher pipeline. So we have applied and we secured a grant, and the Revere Public Schools, fortunately, this year, we were able to work with four different pathways. One has to do with creating your own pipeline. The own pipeline is consisting of kids that we have in our system, yeah.
Which I love.
And actually instill them, the love for teaching. And that's what Nicole was talking about. And we have this partnership going on with Salem State. We have about 33 kids or students who have already committed to become teachers.
So then they can follow the pipeline if they choose.
Right.
Exactly. And then they can come back and give back to the community. The other second pipeline is the assigning bonuses. The Department of Education. Signing bonus. We have teachers coming into our district. You write a check and tell them, welcome to our district. We value what you bring. Stay with us because we really need you. The third pipeline is basically the loan forgiveness or loan reimbursement program. How many of our teachers, especially people of color, that go to college that contract this huge amount of loans that cannot be paid? So the Department of Education has put money out there aside for Grab for us to use that money to help them offset the loan that they have contracted with the college. So all these programs and the MTEL preparation program, all these programs combined will make a significant dent in our public schools. And actually, as a result of that, this year, our numbers of BIPOC teachers have gone up to almost 130 teachers just in 2-year period, just to show you that this work needs to be intentional. It's not just talking about it. It needs to be strategically done in an intentional way.
So as we wrap here, I want to note, and sometimes I tell listeners what they can't see, and the two of you both sound and seem and look so hopeful, Nicole Harris. So 30 seconds or so, you seem so hopeful. What's giving you such hope?
I think that this opportunity that we have before us within McCune School and the community initiatives allows us to be very specific about meeting the needs of the districts in a meaningful way.
And this is
allowing us to do that. And I think more than anything, the opportunity that we have to allow college students to be role models for high school students in terms of thinking about what it looks like to become a teacher and our ability to expand this program to support them. I feel very excited that we're embarking upon what really needs to happen, which is a longer term sustained effort that over time we can start to undo some of the effects that have occurred over the past generation or two.
Nicole Harris is Associate Dean at the School of Education at Salem State University. Lorenzo Garcia is the Assistant Superintendent of Revere Public Schools. They are collaborating on a really interesting set of projects to improve and change the pipeline of teachers into our Massachusetts public schools. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for inviting us. Thank you.